Luke chapter 23. And the whole multitude of them arose, and led him to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation, and forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ a king. And Pilate asked him, saying, Are you the king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, You say so. Then Pilate said to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were the more fierce, saying, He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, because he had wanted to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things about him, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him. Then he questioned with him in many words, but he did not answer him anything. And the chief priests and scribes stood and strongly accused him. And Herod with his men of war set him as nothing, and mocked him, and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him again to Pilate. And that same day Pilate and Herod became friends, because before they had been at odds with each other. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said to them, You have brought this man to me as one who perverts the people, and indeed I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man concerning those things of which you accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, because I sent you to him, and look, nothing worthy of death has been found in him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. Because of necessity he must release one to them at the feast. And they cried out all at once, saying, Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas, son of the Father. Who for a certain insurrection made in the city, and for murder, was cast into prison. Pilate therefore, willing to release Jesus, spoke again to them. But they cried, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. And he said to them the third time, Why, what evil has he done? I have found no cause of death in him, I will therefore chastise him, and let him go. And they were insistent with loud voices, demanding that he be crucified. And their voices along with the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released to them him who was guilty of insurrection and murder and was cast into prison, as they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might carry it after Jesus. And there followed after him a great company of people, and of women, who also cried bitterly and loudly after him. But Jesus turning to them said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves, and for your children. Because indeed the days are coming, in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never gave birth, and the breasts which never nursed children. Then they shall begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. Because if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other criminals led with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, because they do not know what they are doing. And they parted his clothing and cast lots. And the people stood watching. And the rulers also with them derided, mocked, made fun of him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him, and offering him vinegar, and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, and Latin, and Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews. And one of the criminals who hung with him taunted him, saying, If you are Christ, save yourself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, because we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour noon, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour 3 p.m. And the sun was darkened, and the curtain of the temple was torn in the middle. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the spirit, Nisan 14 March April 4071 AH 29 8. Now when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this was a righteous man." And all the people who came together to that sight, seeing the things which were done, beat their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintances, and the women who followed him from Galilee, stood afar off, watching these things. And there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good and just man. This same man had not consented to the council and their deed. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a tomb that was cut in stone, in which no man before had lain. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath Saturday was drawing near. And the women also, who came with him from Galilee, followed after and saw the tomb and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day, Saturday, according to the commandment.